My name is Nicole Kidman, and I've wanted to do a rom-com for so long, and along came A Family Affair. It's a great romantic comedy, and it's laugh out loud. If you feel like, I just need to curl up and watch something that feels very comforting, it's the Netflix experience. There's laughter and there's joy. That's A Family Affair.
A Family Affair, starring Nicole Kidman, Zac Efron, and Joey King. Directed by Richard LeGravenaise. Rated PG-13. Sexual content, partial nudity, and some strong language. Now playing only on Netflix.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, I'm HD Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. Your episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com. Connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news, you know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Hello, welcome to our new podcast, The Signal
and the Noise,
that will attempt to give you a peek into the inner workings of Mint's long stories. This is Sunit.
And I am Ajay.
And we are both editors with Mint.
Hi, Sunit. It's been 40 days and looks like the lockdown is here to stay. I've been so bored inside my house that I recently got obsessed with TikTok.
Yeah, that short video app, right? I'm on it.
Yeah, I mean, TikTok, Instagram videos, they are like lockdown Kool-Aid. Best way to kill time.
Ah, so you're not been getting those WhatsApp messages warning you about TikTok?
What messages?
You know, the ones about how it's a Chinese app. I've been getting WhatsApp messages with a long list of apps, followed with a hashtag, boycott China. And right at the end, a gentle nudge to forward it to everyone.
Oh, those chain messages are the worst. But that's just stupid, right? Software doesn't have any nationality.
Yeah, that's what you'd think. But then something happened a couple of weeks ago. The Indian government got involved. It banned automatic flows of foreign investment from China into India. Now, every investment proposal needs prior approval.
Wait, let me back up a bit here. The boycott China WhatsApp messages are because of the coronavirus, right? Because some people think China is responsible for this pandemic. In any case, boycotting some random social media app is not a very smart response. But why would the Indian government wade into all of this?
Ostensibly, the reason is because the coronavirus has also tanked the stock market. And the shares of many Indian companies are relatively cheap now. And so there are concerns being raised that Indian companies could be taken over by Chinese ones. So in the middle of April, the People's Bank of China raised its stake in one of India's most valuable companies, HDFC Bank. China now owns about 1% of the company, and that set off alarm bells.
1% seems quite small, though.
Yeah, it is small. But if you see it in the context of a social climate where boycott China WhatsApp messages are circulating, all that alarm makes a little bit more sense.
So no more Chinese money? But I can still use so-called Chinese apps, right?
Yes. That's what I asked Reshma Patil. She's written a book on China, Strangers Across the Border, and was Hindustan Times correspondent in Beijing for 3 years. Initially, Reshma said that India would not act against China. But once the new norms came in from India's point on foreign investment, she changed her stance and she wrote a long story for us.
Well, what happens now? Now that we have made it more difficult for Chinese investors to put money into our economy.
Reshma actually spoke to a bunch of venture capitalists in China. One of them said, if India doesn't want us, we will go to another country. Indonesia, Thailand, Vietnam, and the Philippines could benefit from a diversion of Chinese tech funds from India.
That doesn't sound like a great outcome for us. Isn't venture capital money from China actually really helpful for India? I can think of so many Indian companies that have benefited. Paytm is the most obvious, but also Ola, I think.
Swiggy?
Oh, even the food delivery startups?
Yeah. In fact, Chinese tech investors led by Baidu, Alibaba, and Tencent have pumped in $4 billion into Indian startups. They've funded 18 of India's $30 billion startups.
Oh, wow. No wonder the Shanghai and Beijing-based VCs are known to do deals in the blink of an eye. There is this Mandarin word that I recently learned, Guangxi. It literally means network, a network of trust. And it is valued a lot in Chinese business circles, apparently. And a network of linkages had just started forming between Indian and Chinese techies and technocrats, right?
Yeah. In 2011, the Sino-Indian investment corridor was puny, just $102 million. By 2019, Chinese FDI in India was anywhere between $5 to $8 billion.
Well, more than the money, what struck me in Reshma's story was the fact that Indian companies quote Chinese investors for other reasons, because India and China are similar markets and even cultures. For instance, a US investor may not really be able to offer real-time tips on how to scale up an app in a billion-plus country.
Yeah, Chinese funds come with expertise. For good or bad, there's a Chinese variant for every popular American internet company. Alibaba, Tencent, and ByteDance compete directly with Facebook, Amazon, and Google. And TikTok, your current favorite app, is more popular in India than YouTube.
And there has always been this recognition, right, that there is some mutual benefit for both countries. That's why, despite the border tensions and the constant demand to boycott Chinese goods, the tech deals have always quietly happened in the background, of course.
Yeah, you're right, Ajay. I hope that's going to be the case this time too. It's a wait and watch period for both sides.
Well, Sunit, maybe the pandemic won't bring out the worst in us. Faith over fear and trust over terror, always.
I wish I got stuff like this over WhatsApp.
Yeah, okay, I'll send you good morning messages too. Now I'm going to go back to TikTok though.
Oh yeah, you have fun with that. I need to go check what's the new chain message in the WhatsApp world. Oh, and to all our listeners, I hope you are safe. As the lockdown hopefully draws to an end, stay safe and stay healthy. Thank you.
You have been listening to The Signal in the Noise, with me being the signal, of course. We would love to hear from you. Reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram on @HTSmartcast. Or you can also reach out to us personally
at Sunit Arora
and at AJ Axiom. To listen to more such interesting podcasts, do log on to htsmartcast.com. We'll be back next week with a new story and some awesome banter.
And lots of fun.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
Ashley Home Store's biggest President's Day sleep sale is going on now. For a limited time, save on mattresses from Sealy, Ashley Sleep, Tempur-Pedic, and more. Adjust your mattress to fit your needs and pay no interest for 5 years. Select Tempur-Pedic adjustable mattress sets up to $500 off. Plus, get a free $300 gift with purchase. Wake refreshed with all new Sealy Response Queen mattresses starting at just $599. Shop the President's Day sleep sale at Ashley Home Store. Financing is available with approved credit on qualifying purchases. See store for details.
My name is Nicole Kidman, and I've wanted to do a rom-com for so long, and along came A Family Affair. It's a great romantic comedy, and it's laugh out loud. If you feel like, I just need to curl up and watch something that feels very comforting, it's the Netflix experience. There's laughter and there's joy. That's A Family Affair.
A Family Affair, starring Nicole Kidman, Zac Efron, and Joey King. Directed by Richard LeGravenaise. Rated PG-13. Sexual content, partial nudity, and some strong language. Now playing only on Netflix.